Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah, I think every time he says something in the meeting room with all the DBs, it's kind of like he's just dropping knowledge. Like, he's forgotten more football than a lot of people know. So to have somebody in the room like that, and Donald too, who's been doing a great job. Honestly, he gets through those installs like a pro. It's impressive. But no, they're both doing a great job so far. But back to Chuck, I think he's accomplished everything in this game besides winning the Super Bowl. So. He's voiced that, and we want to get that not only for us, but for him too, guys like him who haven't been able to reach that pinnacle. So he's just a great guy to have, and really happy about the room right now.
Kyle Hamilton raving about Chuck Pagano being in the DB room, and we kind of figured that these guys would love having that guy around.
He's infectious. He's full of energy. He's knows how to relate to players. He's as good as they come, man.
Every player that's talked about Chuck Pagano so far has just absolutely raved about him. And you could go back to his prior teams, and you're not going to hear a bad thing said about Chuck Pagano. He just seems like such a great guy that loves football and is a hell of a coach.
So John Harbaugh spoke today as well at minicamp. Last day, 2 days of media availability at minicamp, and then we won't see the Ravens again until the second to last week of July. But John Harbaugh talks about this team being locked in.
We are locked in on doing everything we can possibly do to be the very best football team we can be, with intentionality and with purpose. That is what we are doing. And I see it. You guys watch practice? You should be seeing it out there. I see it in practice. So where that leads us is going to be where it leads us. And we've got to take care of the process. And it's our job to make it happen. It's not what you say. It's not anything other than what you do. And I see the guys doing it every day. And I can't wait for the next day.
Bone, intentionality and purpose. Two things you should be doing to get your butt over to York Road right about now.
Yeah.
He's brought that up on a couple different occasions this offseason, talking about intentionality. That's the key word for him. Look, they're trying to get over the hump, and they've won some games in the postseason these past couple of years, but it's all about a Super Bowl.
All right, so let's dig deeper on that for a second. So intentionality. So could that be whether he is intending it or not, or maybe even subconsciously, could that be his a way for him to maybe be trying to subconsciously address their mistakes? And I'm not going to say that they're absent-minded mistakes or that they're all mistakes where guys aren't focused, but you could say that the opposing team has played with a more clinical mental edge with the season on the line the last few Januaries than they have. Really, I mean, the last few, we can go back to really 2018, right? Mm. We can take it back to the Chargers game.
Yes.
So I just wonder, because he is obviously spending a lot of time thinking about all this, and I know that he spends a lot of time researching what the message to the team's going to be, and I mean, I can remember being on a flight back. I don't know if I'm supposed to say this or not, but being on a flight back from the combine with him at one point in time, many, many moons ago, and him saying, "Hey, you speak professionally for a living. What do you think of this?" And he handed me sort of a part of a passage that he was working on to, you know, set the course for the offseason.
Is that how "Play Like a Raven" came about?
Did Jason,
that probably predates this.
It said "Play like a football player," and
"Play like a fiddle," and he's like, "No, I don't think it's that."
Yeah, he said, "What about play like a raven?" And John's like, "That sounds no,
it wasn't that. It was name. It was pretty. I mean, it was like a it was something he was."
Did you? Was it you iron did, sharpens
yeah,
iron?
That's what no. I was gonna say.
Did you? And that predates him.
Yeah,
but no, we're getting now. We're
mighty
getting,
men.
No. Jason,
oh, it wasn't. It wasn't that. Like a buzzword. It was like a speech he was going to give to the team.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Wasn't a bumper sticker bone. It was a
bumper
damn
sticker bone.
It was like the first meeting of the team, like when the lifting program started. And hey, regardless, I'm saying
I think you're not
he's
giving yourself
choosing these words carefully.
Jason Lock
and
Four, and
he keeps saying
speaker.
intentionality, and I wonder if that is to try to keep guys. Even now, in the dog days of spring, sort of focused and having their minds maybe geared a certain way and trying to burn certain words into their mind so that we are in the here and now and we're thinking about, like, we're not somewhere in the depths of our mind thinking about how I'm going to celebrate after I catch this ball or what the scoreboard's going to look like after I catch this ball. I have to catch this ball. Right, I can't commit this penalty. I have to stay within myself. This needs to be a good snap. Like, I need to just fall on this ball and not try to, like, because some of this seems to be from a mental aspect.
Sure.
Unintentional, unforced errors, no?
By the way, Jason said a lot there, but you know what I heard? What? That he came up with "Play Like a Raven."
He did.
That's what I heard. From all of that, I heard.
Well, that's exactly what I would expect you to take.
Yes. So,
in all seriousness, and I'm with you on that, but I don't know if we have the cup, but we'll play it tomorrow. Marlon Humphrey, something that he talked about was, look, you can play great defense, but if you aren't taking the ball away, it's not great defense. And that's referencing the Buffalo game, not getting any turnovers, and really referencing any game that Lamar Jackson started in January. This defense, they need to be intentional about taking the ball away.
Want to hear one more from Harbs?
Yeah.
Harbs, now granted, remember, Darius Washington's going to miss at least most of the season, but what about safety Sanusi Kane, Harbs?
I think he's had a really good offseason. You know, the OTAs have been really good. He's gotten better every day, and the last two practices have been very good. So, I mean, you watching him out here, I think you see it. Yeah, he's looked really good.
Couple other notes. Harbs was very high during the presser today about Devontae Walker, says he has a chance to be really good. Mm-hmm. He says that Voorhees and Falele are in the lead for the starting guard jobs, but they have to play well. And he said that Emory Jones will probably be back at some point during training camp, but not for the start of it. So that's feeling
play
a little
deep
more
cuts.
Well, that's what we got. Like that's, but it sounds a little more red shirty about Emory Jones than I thought maybe a month ago. Yeah.
Intentionality. I wonder if we're going to hear that. Like, I wonder. I'm going to start keeping track of that. How often he injects that into something.
Do you think that he took your advice on the speech?
I don't remember.
It's on billboards. Yeah. Come on.
No.
Of course
it was
not.
It wasn't like, again, it wasn't a t-shirt. It wasn't a gimmick. It wasn't a slogan.
It was an
address. It was a speech.
Jason, he doesn't like to brag, but he did tell me months ago off the air, like this conversation.
Trust me, this would never happen again. Before I started getting 4 hours a day to say what I thought of every little thing they do.
Yeah.
This was a very different time.
And Jason, like, Harbs was like, play like
a
very
secure True Media account at the time.
Yes, he did.
Very secure.
Yes.
The True Media existed that time? Maybe not.
You know what, Bone? It probably did exist, but I probably was not nearly as aware of what it could do for your football mind. Mm-hmm. Or your baseball, for that matter.
Or vaping. There's a lot going on True Media. Hey, coming up next, by the way, Ryan Ripken's going to join us at 5:30, but we're going to hit the hot corner. Trevor Rogers on the bump for the Orioles. What do we expect to see from him tonight? We're going to tell you next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Max here on The Fan. Orioles and the Rays, game three of a four-game set. That's tonight. And Trevor Rogers on the bump for the Orioles. When we last saw Trevor Rogers in Baltimore, pitching for Baltimore, he went 6 1/3, allowing just two hits, no walks, six Ks against the Red Sox. Thanks to Jacob Calvin-Meyer for these numbers. In his four starts, including the one in Boston, his last four starts, he's almost 23 innings, only 24 hits, only six earned runs. He's got a 2.38 ERA and a 1.147 whip. So what do you expect to see from Rogers tonight?
I think this is going to be a tough task. I don't think we're going to see what we saw at Fenway, that's for sure, because he's not pitching like that in AAA. And he has been hittable, and the velo is still down from what it was when he was at when he was an effective pitcher for Miami. They may have even still been the Florida. I don't know how long since they've been the Florida Marlins. Anyway, he's been around in their system for a while. I also think this is a little different than the last time. Like, when he came up here last time, this was like complete, the season was going down the toilet. Like, if somebody got four, if a starting pitcher went into the fourth inning, this was peak Gibby and Air Chuck Morton. That was a win. This is a little different now. Like, they're people are starting to talk about how many games they are out of the wild card and that, oh, they've won this many of this many. And I think he knows that the Povich thing is short term, so he's got to make the most of this. So we'll see. I mean, he hasn't missed bats like he missed at Fenway in anywhere in AAA this year. So I am tempted to think that that was the anomaly, and the reality is he is plenty hittable. And this is a team that's been really good hitting in the clutch and situationally. I think they're going to force him to field his position. So I don't think lightning strikes twice. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, he had five strikeouts in that game against Boston, and that ties his season high at the AAA level with five strikeouts. But you look at the three starts that he's had in AAA since that start at Fenway Park, where ERA's been fine, and it's been good at 3.31. But
look at the
batting average, Ken. 3.14 off Trevor Rogers.
So a lot of balls in play.
Yes, he's been able to handle the traffic at the AAA level. You don't want to tempt fate at the major league level.
And like, how long is the leash tonight? Like, what you know, when do they think enough's enough and take what we got rather than see what's on the other side of the fourth inning or third inning?
So let me ask a hypothetical, because, yes, you're right. If he isn't doing well, how long's the leash? But what if he does pitch decent?
Trust me, they will be gladly letting him do this again five days from now.
Well, I think the thing that's tough, though, in terms of how long he pitched, you're in this stretch where you don't have an off day till next Thursday. Dean was really good last night, but he only went five innings. Yeah. So you'd like to get some length out of him if you can.
Cano and Kittredge did not pitch last night. Just now, those aren't length guys, but you've got two quality
and
arms.
Aiken's not going to be available.
No.
I think he is who he is, and I think he's going to be hittable tonight, and I don't think he's going to get a lot of swing and miss. Now, we'll see how his control is. He better be ahead, better be pitching ahead of people, and he needs to get ground. In this ballpark, everybody needs to get ground balls, but I really think him and his 92-mile-an-hour fastball really need to get ground balls.
Now, the last time he did pitch in the majors, his velo was up a little bit.
Yeah.
So maybe...
And I'm sure he was amped up, and that was, yeah. You know... We'll see what kind of run support he gets.
Well, that would be nice. And Orioles getting their pitchers run support. Now, granted, yesterday they got a five spot. They're very good when they get five or more runs, Jason.
Well, that's, which doesn't happen often.
It doesn't happen
if
often.
You're not good then. Thank you just might not be good ever.
Yeah.
That's how I would respond to that. Looking at the career matchups against Taj Bradley, I mean, like, he hasn't been in the league that long, so there's not much. O'Hearn is 4-for-9 off him with a home run. Gunner is 4-for-12 off him with a home run and a couple RBIs. Adley's seen Taj Bradley 10 times. He has 3 hits, 1 RBI. Obviously, this kid's only been in the league for a couple years. He can be really good. He can be pretty so-so.
I'll say this, though, going back to Trevor Rogers, it's not like the Rays kill left-handed pitching.
No.
Far from it. They're 17th in OPS with .653 against left-handed pitching.
Yeah.
He throws his left hand, Jason.
So you're
Let's see him do it again.
If you were a betting man, and you are a betting man.
You are, on Wanna Bet with Beltway Ben
Hall.
Yes,
Beltway Ben Hall and you. I don't know if you guys discussed this game on Wanna Bet today. We did not. Would you be hammering the Rays tonight?
I wouldn't be hammering anything. No, and I'm not on this game. When I bet against the Orioles tend to win, even when they were at their worst. So I would not be surprised if Junior Caminero from the right side has some fun with Trevor Rogers tonight. I would be pitching Junior Caminero real carefully.
Orioles and the Rays, 7:35 first pitch, but Baltimore baseball tonight. The Bone and Ryan Ripken, it's cut from the same cloth edition tonight at 6. And speaking of Ryan Ripken, what does he think he's going to see from Trevor Rogers tonight? We will ask him. Ryan joins us next here on The Fan. Orioles and Rays, that's a 7:35 first pitch tonight, but Baltimore baseball tonight starts at 6. It's the Bone and Ryan Ripken, cut from the same cloth edition, and joining us now as we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, it is Ryan Ripken. And Ryan, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. What are you expecting to see from Trevor Rogers tonight?
Didn't we all expect a 7-inning shutout?
Yeah,
right? Like
6 1/3, yeah.
Before?
Yeah.
That's what everyone thinks, right? That's what we want to see. In all honesty, I would love to see him replicate that performance. But if we're being completely transparent, I just would love to see him get into the sixth and give the team a chance. You know, and I think that's the biggest part of this whole situation, right, is Trevor Rogers is a guy that was under so much criticism, so much struggle, and yet – he still has a chance now to get off on the right foot, and an opportunity presents itself. So I'm just hoping to see him get out there and give the O's a chance to win a series against a really hot Tampa Bay club.
Well, if he gives the Orioles a chance and hands it over to the bullpen's been really, really good since May 24th, Ryan's second best ERA in all of baseball, but specifically two guys that have been up and down throughout their time in Baltimore. Sir Anthony Dominguez and Gregory Soto, they've both been fantastic in this stretch. What's been different about that duo?
Well, I think for the most part, you're seeing the bullpen as a whole has been rested. You know, when the bullpen gets a little bit overused and your starters aren't going deep into the game, guys are going to fatigue and tire out. And, you know, to start the year, especially Soto, you saw him get off to a good start. Then he had a little bit of a rough patch, right? I think when guys are able to reset and they don't have to feel that pressure and they're not fatigued and tired and they have to focus in a little bit more, you can be a little bit more mistake prone in the process. That's really for me what I'm noticing. It's not, you know, the results then take care of themselves, right? You're able to pitch to your strength And that's kind of that's really the biggest thing for me. You know, the bullpen, I said at the start of the year, the bullpen was a strength for the Baltimore Orioles. Why? They got a lot of good guys. But the bullpen's going to tire out if your starters aren't able to get deep into the game, which is what we saw for the first month, 2 months of the season. And now that these starters have gotten a little bit of a rhythm, this bullpen's able to show what they're fully capable of doing.
Wondering what you thought of Dylan Carlson, and we've talked a little bit about it in terms of the upcoming trade deadline, because we tend to look at it through that portal. And, like, I know some people would couch this as, well, if you trade Shed and you trade O'Hearn, oh, my God, you're giving up, you're waving the white flag. But they're actually getting a fair amount of outfield production now, and they did dig themselves a huge hole. And we've seen teams make moves like the Tigers last year that on the sell side, yet still sort of continue to be the little engine that could and surprise people. And I kind of feel like now having Kowser, now having Carlson, Laureano at least till the deadline, I mean, that's kind of interesting to me. And at some point, I'd like to see Beavers, and at some point, maybe Fabian, and maybe even way down the road, Enrique Bradfield Jr. So this kind of interests me.
You know, it's a fascinating discussion on, you have a lot of prospects that you still don't know enough about.
Yeah.
Right? And so I hate for Ryan Mountcastle being hurt, but it's allowed Kobe Mayo to hopefully get run. And for the Orioles, you find out what Kobe can be. And I know Kobe hasn't played the last couple games, but you were in a little bit of time, you've seen Kobe get more comfortable. Right? And,
yes.
And you need to figure that out. Just like you need to figure out what some of your other outfielders are going to do. But here's the thing. If the Orioles win more games, right, if they get going again, and say they're going to the deadline and you're three games out of a wild card spot, you do have guys on expiring contracts that you are looking to move, and that makes sense. But you got to understand that if some of these young prospects that you're really excited about, you know, they're prospects. Prospects are prospects for a reason. You don't know what they're going to be. And if the Orioles turn this around, I don't know if they're going to give them that runway. If the Orioles over the next 3 or 4 weeks really struggle and they push themselves really out of contention, then I think that's a really good discussion. Okay, we make some trades. You want to do that? That's fine. Laureano, a team would definitely like.
Yep.
We talked about Cedric. Carlson intrigues me because he's still the same age, I think, as Heston.
Yes.
Yep.
You know, so highly touted prospect as well. So, you know, it gets interesting, but I do think if the Orioles fall out, you'll see Fabian and Beavers. If they don't, do you switch the other way and be aggressive going to get a player? You know, those are the questions that you got to ask. But I wish I could give you exactly what it would be, but it's those two scenarios that I think would have to happen for the Orioles to go one way or the other.
We're talking with Ryan Ripkins, Inside Access here on The Fan. Jordan Westberg has been hot since he's returned. Another three hits last night. I'm going to ask you a question I asked Mike Bordick earlier in the week. Is Jordan Westberg the most important hitter in this lineup?
Yes. Yes. I think he's not just the most important Oriole in this lineup. I think he's the most important Oriole to this team. I think you can make the argument when Adley's swinging the bat well, he can be the most important bat, because when he swings the bat well, typically the team's doing well. But the guy that embodies the grittiness, the stability, setting the tone, it's Jordan Westberg more than anybody else. The team has more confidence when he's just on the field. Whether he's having success or not, the bats and the play, the bats seem to come alive, even if Jordan has a down game. And I think that people still underestimate how good Jordan Westberg is. You know, he was an all-star last year. If he's healthy, you know, for a full season, I expect him to be an all-star next year. You know, I think he's that good of a player. He's that good of a bat. And above all, he is
that good of a leader, in my opinion, that leads by example for this ball club and the guy that they desperately need. And look no further than last year when Westberg got hurt, got the ball hit on his hand, and you could see the wind was taken out of the sails for that lineup. He just means so much to this team in more ways than one.
Well, we know Gunnar Henderson is supposed to be that aircraft carrier, and he's having a heck of a June. He's starting to hit left-handed pitching. He's starting to hit really well with runners in scoring position as well. Had the two-out RBI last night. Gunnar seems to be on a roll.
Yeah, I'm happy for the gun show to get going. And it wasn't a matter of if he was; it was a when. And he's got so much pressure on himself from the outside, but he also puts it on himself, right? Like, he expects to be great, and he's made some mistakes in the field, and he's still trying to learn how to play that position at the highest of levels at short, which I still believe him as a shortstop, but his bat's special as well. Like, his bat's really special. And, you know, the other part with it, besides getting healthier, when your stars play like stars, you're going to play better too. And for Gunnar, he's a superstar. He really is. And when Gunnar gets on the streak, and I know saying, all right, getting those extra base hits and home runs, that's going to come in spurts, and it's going to come quickly when it happens. So I'm just happy to see that kind of turn. And I know that the Orioles still got a lot of work to do. But you win the series in Tampa Bay. Gunnar keeps swinging the bat well. This belief that is happening in the clubhouse is real, and I only think that's going to continue to enhance the play on the field.
Orioles and the Rays, game three of a four-game series coming up tonight, 7:30, Baltimore Baseball Tonight. It'll be the Bone and Ryan Ripken. Ryan, we will see you in just a few minutes. Thank you, as always, for your time.
I appreciate you guys. See you soon.
We'll come back at the text of the day, preview tomorrow's show, and get you ready for BBT. At 6 here on The Fan. Couple of things before we get to the text of the day. Some groundbreaking news from the NBA. Mark Walters entering agreement to purchase majority ownership of the Lakers from the Buss family for approximately $10 billion. That's the largest sale of a professional sports franchise in the world, according to Sham Sharania.
Jerry Buss bought it for $67.5
million. Yes.
That's a good ROI.
Yeah.
And Jeannie Buss will maintain her status as governor. They don't call them owners. They call them governors in the NBA. So she'll be the point person for the team still, but she'll have $10 billion in her pocket. Pretty nice deal.
I wonder what Beltway Ben thinks we can sell Wannabet for one day after we take over. After we take
more
over.
Than 10 bills.
More than 10 bills. More than 10 bills.
Sorry, I got confidence. Man. I mean, shit.
He didn't say pardon my friend.
Ben McDonald taught you the rules of this, Ben. You have to say pardon my friend.
Shoot, my bad.
I would not have even broached that topic.
Uncomfortable segue.
But nobody heard anything.
Fresh take.
Gigi got it.
I got the app.
The Fresh Take is on tonight. If you want to hear more of that from 7 to 9.
They got Ice Cube.
Ice Cube on at 7:30.
We do have Ice Cube. Awesome. Shout out to Cordell. Sick. It's a great, very great get.
Absolutely.
Be sure not to say one of those words when you have
it happens.
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube would flinch.
Today was a good day.
Today was a good day to have that. What's it called? The drop button?
Yeah, dump. Dump. Yeah. Messed around and had triple double.
Sign a piece of paper every 3 months.
Yeah.
Alas, sign a lot of things,
Bo. Yeah, sign your life.
I'm signing promissory notes. I'm signing all kinds of stuff.
Let's get the text of the day.
Check 1-2. Check. Text of the day. Text of the day. Text of the day.
Okay.
Thanks today is sponsored by Oarsman Automotive. Driven by OarsmanCars.com, your trade is always worth more at Oarsman. Shop their entire inventory now at OarsmanCars.com. Text of the day comes from Will in Towson, who says, this is the best Ravens roster that they've had in a long time. There are no excuses if healthy in January.
The health is the big key.
Well, yes.
But yeah, there
it looks great on paper, man.
Yeah.
It looked better with another pass rusher.
In the Lamar Jackson era, on paper, I think it's the best team they've had. That's not to say that there aren't still some areas of concern.
Well, there's never going to be a perfect roster.
Exactly. Special teams. You'd like another guy on the edge or defensive line, but it's a damn good roster.
Nobody did the looper kick today?
We didn't see anything about the looper.
Yeah, well, there was a limited video, so.
After yesterday, they might have kept the looper a little bit under. Under take a little pressure off Big Looper.
Yeah.
I just want to say something real quick. I want to give a shout out to the fine folks at Jim Elliott's Towing and the TV Vapor location on York Road right by Bosley. Some idiot driving a truck carrying cars ran into my daughter on Bosley turning on to York yesterday and then sped off, hit and run. So I went around to some local places to see if I could find, you know, trying to get this guy's license number, and they could not have been nicer folks there at Jim Elliott's Towing and TV Vapor helping me kind of piece together what happened and look through some of the video that they had on cameras around their locations. And if you're listening, you're the guy who did it.
Oh,
we're coming for
I
you.
I will find you.
I'm like Inspector Gadget. I'm on the case.
I was going to say Liam Neeson.
Oh, Taken. Yeah, I like that.
I will find you.
I'm probably more like Liam Neeson pretending to be Leslie Nielsen in the remake of The Naked Gun.
He plays his son.
Is that what the legend
is? Yeah, Chloe's Frank fine, Jr. by the way.
Chloe's fine. Yeah, no, Chloe's Chloe wasn't fine. Yeah, I mean, but the side of my car isn't.
No.
So, anywho.
Yeah, so.
I've been signing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Signing real rental car papers, signing insurance stuff, signing my life away. Today's show was sponsored by the letter S.
Oh, very nice. Yes, it was. Bellway Ben, well done. Bone, what do we have on tomorrow's show?
Tomorrow's show, we got Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr., IA Hall of Famer Lucy Burge. Lot to get into with the Red Sox with her. And Brian Wacker. We'll talk Ravens minicamp with him.
So big show coming up tomorrow. But don't change that dial, because coming up next, it's Baltimore Baseball Night. Yes. It's the Bone. It's Ryan Ripken. And it's at
it's
6.
It's the Bone.
Followed by...
It's definitely the Bone.
Fresh Take.
Ice Cube.
Fresh Take with Cordell Woodland, Beltway Ben Hall, and Ice Cube at 7:30. We'll talk to you tomorrow, too, here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.